Death Valley got its name because so many people died as they tried to go through it. But not everybody died. If we were to go by percentages, this would have to be called Death World. Nobody gets out of the world without dying. I think that is a name for an amusement park. Death World. And people try to treat the world as an amusement park. But it's one in which you die at the end of at least one of the rides. Of course, the Buddha talks about two kinds of death. There's the inevitable death. That's when we chant, I haven't gone beyond death. I'm subject to death. I haven't gone beyond it. That's the death of the body. But what really matters for him is the question of the survival of your goodness. The goodness of your heart, the goodness of your mind. That's not inevitable. This is one of the reasons why we practice. It's to take this potential for keeping our goodness alive, nurturing it, so that when the time comes and we do have to leave the world, our goodness doesn't die, and it hasn't died in the meantime. One of the reflections is a reflection on karma. The other reflection, the fact that you yourself are subject to karma, you are the owner of your actions, heir to your actions. Then there's the reflection that all beings are owners of their actions. And the reflections are different in their purpose. The one on your reflection on your being, the owner of your actions, that's for giving rise to heedfulness. And that precisely is the quality the Buddha says is what keeps your goodness alive. It's because of heedfulness that we think about being skillful in our actions. As we think about the consequences of what we're doing. There's a passage where he talks about how we can give rise to desire, aversion, delusion very easily if we don't think about the consequences of those things. But if we think about the consequences, if I give in to this desire, focus on things that would give rise to desire in such a way that aggravates the desire, the consequences are not going to be good. And seeing that is what enables you to step back from the desire and not identify with it, not be joined to it, as the Buddha said. Because when you're joined to something like that, the word they use for being joined in Pali is very similar to the word for fetter. When you're joined to a desire like that, it drags you around. But simply being able to step back and think, what are the consequences of this action? What are the long-term results? That gives rise to heedfulness. So that's something you want to nurture. That's one of the reasons why we have that reflection so often. Now, the Buddha recommends that you do it every day, actually. So whatever you do, you're conscious of the fact that you are doing something and those actions are going to have results. So many times we go through the world not looking at our own actions, but looking at what other people are doing, reacting, and feeling that our reaction is a natural response. It's built into the way things are. People do outrageous things, we're going to get angry. But as the Buddha said, whether they're outrageous or not, it's still your karma. You have to look at it that way. Your reaction is your karma. So you have to ask yourself, what kind of action would be skillful in a case like this? It's not the first thought that often comes to us. When you look around at the world, it's hard to say it's a wonderful world, everything's fine, therefore I'm going to be good. You have to realize that, okay, even though the world is a mess and people are doing all kinds of horrible things, still you have to, for your own sake, ask yourself, what kind of action can I do right now that would lead to good long-term results? That's what you're responsible for, and that's what you're going to have to live with. So regardless of what other people do, you've got to make sure that you're in control of your choices. That's one of the reasons why we have that reflection on, I am the owner of my actions. Just to keep our heedfulness alive. As the Buddha said, those who are heedful are alive. Those who are heedless are as if they're already dead. Their goodness has died. Even before their bodies have died, their goodness has died. And you don't want to be one of those. Then there's a reflection on how all beings are the owners of their actions. And that serves two purposes. One is for equanimity, as in the chant just now. When we chant for the Brahma Viharas, we have, may I be happy, may all beings be freed from their suffering, may all beings not be deprived of the good fortune they have attained. Those first three are wishes. But what are those wishes based on? The fact that all beings are the owners of their actions. So you wish that beings will behave in a way that will lead to happiness, that will not deprive them of their good fortune, that will get them out of suffering. But then you're brought up short by you looking at the way that people behave, and you realize they don't behave in any way that's under your control. They have freedom of choice, just like you have freedom of choice. So in areas that are beyond your control, or that you could control, but you realize that it would pull you away from other things that are more important, those are where you have to have equanimity. That's just the way things are. Now the equanimity there functions to keep your focus proper. In other words, keep your focus back on your actions. Even more so in the second purpose of that reflection, all beings are the owners of their actions. The Buddha says you think about that no matter where you go. And here you realize that when you see other beings behaving different ways, or you see other beings in different levels of being, you have to realize you've been there before. You can very easily go back there again. No matter how good or how bad it is in any particular level of being, all beings are subject to their actions. So no matter how good it gets, there's a passage in the canon where the Buddha talks about how long you can stay in different levels of being. So if you get into the dimension of infinite space, I think it's 20,000 aeons, you stay there. The infinitude of consciousness is 40,000. The dimension of nothingness is 60,000. It's a long time. But if you haven't gained any of the noble attainments, when you fall from those places, you fall hard. You can go fall all the way down to hell. You can fall to be an animal. You can be a hungry ghost. You think about that, it gives rise to a sense of sangvega. And that is what gives rise to a desire to practice the path. In other words, to find a way out. You think about all the karma that people are creating. And again, part of the reflection is, you see them, you've been there before. And you could be there again. You see a person who's passed away, okay, you realize his body is going to be subject to that same fate. And where are you going to go after that? If you just keep wandering around, there's going to be a lot of the same old stuff, back and forth, again and again. So you want to get out. This is a good reflection, because all too often we say, well, the world's not so bad when things look well. Things look good. But then you look carefully, and things are not always good. You look at the history of the world, things can get pretty horrible. And that's just the human realm. The other realms where it's even worse. And even the realms where it's better, you can't stay there forever. You just think about it going around and around and around. As Buddha said, it's hard to find somebody who hasn't been your father, hasn't been your mother, hasn't been your son or daughter, brother or sister. And you think about the nature of relationships within the family, and they're not always easy. How much longer do you want to go through that? And even when they are good, they end. How much longer do you want to go through that? So to think back on Death Valley, we went through there a couple years back. And it didn't seem deadly at all. That's because there are ways of getting food in there now, ways of getting water. There's a network to help. And it's the same here in Death World. We have the teachings. We have the Dharma. We have communities of practitioners that enable us to feed our goodness, encourage us to feed our goodness, give us recommendations, give us advice, give us encouragement. So take advantage of that network. So at the very least, as you leave Death World, you still have your goodness surviving. And that's the survival that really matters.